In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Vinny Conch. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, you're from Dutchess County, right?
Born in Poughkeepsie, raised in Hopewell.
But you're living now in North Carolina, true? Why is that?
Just to be with my girlfriend, honestly. She goes to college down here, so just wanted to be with her.
You're a romantic, Vinny Conch.
Thank you.
Not a lot of guys would do that. Does that work well for your music, I would imagine?
I do have like a lot of time to work on my music, and I'm really focused out here, believe it or not.
Have you written her a song, at least, about her?
Yeah, no, she actually inspired me to write the song, I Will Take Care of You.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going to hear that cool song, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I Will Take Care of You from Vinny Conch. Got to check, though, what's the capital of North Carolina, quick?
Raleigh.
Got to know these things. You know, gotta check these things, Vinny. Anybody can say they're living in North Carolina. Do you have a day job down there?
Yeah. I'll be honest. I just work at a Subway. Nothing special, but
any Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah.
How long have you been at music? A long time.
Yeah. Like I've been singing ever since I could walk. I realized at a very young age, like when I was 11, I was hitting like Beyonce notes, like just crazy stuff out of my range. I just knew at a very young age that I had a talent. I didn't really become confident with it until after I graduated high school, trying to get out there to perform. I want to tour the world, honestly. I have really big dreams that I'm trying to fulfill.
What high school did you go to?
I went to John Jay, and I just want to give back to everyone that's really done everything for me, like put me on the path that I wanted to be on.
He's a sentimental guy, and he's a romantic guy, Vinny Conch. Do you do music alone? Do you collaborate?
I do it all, pretty much. I do it by myself. I collab with quite a lot of people. My good friend Johnny Manna, he's also from our area. I'm collaborating with him on one of the songs that's going to be on my debut album that's expected to drop at the start of this summer, and then I have another album dropping at least before the year ends.
Wow, you write a lot of songs.
Yeah, I write every day.
Tell me about creating a beat. A lot of people don't quite understand, and I've heard this expression, you create a beat, and then you create the song around that. Is that what goes on?
To create the beat, like, you pretty much, whatever software that you're using, they'll most likely give you sounds to start off with, and you have the ability to, like, edit and chop them up however you wish so that you can make a sound that no one's ever made before. So when all of that's finished and you have the beat, I feel like the tempo and the vibe to the song, and that gives me the idea of what it is I'm going to write to it.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Vinny Conch. You say you want to travel the world, you just want to make music. What is the best part of being a music creator so far?
I don't know. It's hard to choose. I just love it all. Like, I love making music because it's like an escape from reality. It just makes me feel like at one with myself and like everything going on in my life. It's kind of like constant reassurance that everything's okay. Music is such a powerful thing that brings us all together.
You take the music out of a movie, for example. It doesn't have the same impact. It doesn't have the same power if you take away the music from a scene in a movie, right?
Yeah, that was the perfect example, actually. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, do you have interest in doing that kind of thing? Would you do any kind of music, soundtracks, get a song in a Subway commercial maybe? Wouldn't that be the ultimate revenge? Get a song in a Subway commercial?
Yes, now we're talking.
Let me tell you about the song, I Will Take Care of You. You told me it's about the girl for whom you moved to North Carolina about. I'm sure I screwed up that English, but they get the idea. What's cool about it is that you expect it to kind of build, but it kind of doesn't. You know, it stays on that beat. It really matches, in my estimation, the sentiment of the song really well. Well done.
Well, thank you so much. That means the world to me. Thank you.
You don't have to mention her name, but how did it happen?
So I had a friend help me, like, make the beat at first. My good friend back home, his name is Malik Johnson. He goes by Knox the Beatmaker. He's incredibly talented and makes a majority of my beats. Also went to John Jay. As soon as, like, I heard it, I knew, like, the vibe I was going for. It is kind of like a slow, passionate feel. And I really just thought about her and how she makes me feel, and I just came out of my head, really.
And what did your girlfriend think when she heard the song?
She loves it. She's very supportive for all my music, and it is one of her favorites.
Well, it's cool that you have a job, too, that gives you time and doesn't require a lot of your energy, really, and time to be away from music so you can kind of do it on your own terms, right?
Yeah, no, you've nailed it. Like, it's a very laid-back job, and that's why I like having it, because I can put all of my focus into my music.
Where can people find out more about Vinny Conch, C-O-N-C-H?
I do have, like, an Instagram, a Twitter, a Snapchat, SoundCloud, Spotify. I'm on all platforms, like iTunes, Apple Music, and if you just type in Vinny Conch, I should pop up.
He's a romantic guy, Vinny Conch, V-I-N-N-Y, C-O-N-C-H. Here is his good song called I Will Take Care of You. Safe travels and good luck in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Vinny, congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. It means the world.